With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled, Have a Positive Vision and Attitude, via video conference with our association members in San Jose, California, USA, on July 10th, 2008.
Master, how are you, Master?
I'm fine.
Yeah, Master, we are in the meditation hall of San Jose Center, California. We are so happy and excited to see you.
Let's say hi
to our beloved Master. Master, first of all, we'd like to thank you for this video conference. We know you are extremely busy, have many things to take care of. We really appreciate you spend time with us.
Thank you. It's all right. So everything okay with you?
Yeah, everything's great with us.
Okay. Anything new in your area?
Yeah, Master, today the first Loving Heart in North America opened. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Been there personally, but I heard the food was really delicious, the price was excellent, and the people love it.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hello, Master. It's so wonderful to have you with us tonight. My first question was, about a year ago, we were on such a high, you know, we were doing Supreme Master Television and it felt like everything was possible and that things actually were changing. And about in December of 2007, it seemed that we changed course. So I was wondering, is it something that humanity did? Was there some kind of a cosmic event, or maybe did time accelerate on us? Maybe you can help us understand.
You see, the cycle supposed to reach the golden time according to the evolution of our planet, yes. But the humans were too slow to accelerate, so there was much cleansing going on, and we still have a chance to keep the golden age if we stop all the violence, yeah, and return to virtuous living. If you look into the recent period of time, then I think you know that it's better than many previous years ago. At least talking from our group first, we can feel and be more free to practice in different centers. And more governments and people are supportive of vegetarian diet. And more vegetarian people join in the vegetarian circle, more humane animal treatments, more peace overall, more cooperative attitude between nations, or more tolerance and more forgiving, more help to each other, etc., etc. So we have to look at the bright side.
Yes.
Actually, it is like that.
Yes, thank you, Master.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
I was wondering, what will happen to planet Earth by the end of 2009? Because I have heard you saying in several occasions that we have only 2 more years at most. Thank you, Master.
I told you we have gained more time now as more people join in the vegetarian circle and cut off much bad karma recently. And also people have tried to be more green, you know? Yes. Recycle, plant trees, frugal in all their using, etc., etc. Yes, and helping each other more and more tolerant, more peace talk. And the more people join in the vegetarian diet, I mean, that is more important. I mean, the less bad karma we will have and the more time we will gain. So be positive. Even the government, yeah, and many groups go green and go vegetarian. Maybe we will have longer time. And now I want you to focus more also on what you want the world to be, like veg, green, good. Yeah? Veg, green, good. Yeah?
Yes, Master. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. But still continue to do your job, you know, like distributing flyers, meditation, praying, helping each other, helping others. Meanwhile, having a very positive vision and attitude. Things might change overnight. Who knows? Yeah, it could happen all the time.
Yes. Thank you, Master. My question is, if the Earth is destroyed, will there be another planet that souls can go to like Earth to serve and excel as rapidly as they do on this Earth? And what will become of the Earth if we destroy it? Once humans are gone, will the Earth replenish its resources over time so maybe millions of years from now life can return?
Yes, the Earth can be replenished if no more destruction. And if we let it be, of course there are many other planets for the soul to be reincarnated on, but then it will prolong the cycle of evolution again and again, and you know, so it would be better for a human being to evolve now into a more spiritually enlightened state of consciousness, and they don't have to transmigrate and suffer again and again on a different planet. And of course the the planet can always recover if we have one. Yeah, if the planet is still there, it will take a long time. Long or short depends on the extent of destruction, huh? And what kind of human would go there? Any kind of human who are not liberated. Any kind of human who are not yet completely understanding the lessons of life. Like we have to be good, we have to be virtuous, we have to be compassionate.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Dear beloved Master, I have two questions.
Okay.
I know the future will depend on the change made by the people on this planet. They are changing now, but they're doing it slowly. I got some feedback from my relatives, friends, and the people I talked to gave out the Global Warming SOS DVD and flyers that they did change their diet.
Yes.
By reducing meat consumption. But is this enough if they still not 100% vegetarians?
It is better than nothing, you know, at least better for their life, for their health, better for many animals, and better for our planet. If they cannot save the world, at least they can save their souls, and that is very important for them.
Yes, Master.
Try to somehow convince them to be completely vegetarian. That would be even better for them. It's good, you see, it is effective that you're going out and give them the flyers, and some people would reconsider and then do understand the importance of it, and then they did change. Huh? That's very good. Well done. Bravo, and thank you.
Thank you, Master. And I still have another question.
Sure.
I wonder if you will still be with us after the great upheaval?
I don't know. We will see.
We hope so, Master.
If you see me, then you see me.
I want a guarantee from you.
If you don't see me here, you see me in heaven. What's the rush anywhere? Huh? We'll see each other anyway, sooner or later.
Yes, Master.
Physical dimension is just for temporary. You know that, so it doesn't matter, does it?
Thank you for enlightening us on these questions.
You're welcome.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
I love you.
I love you. Yes, you guys are very good.
My question is, I have recently heard of some elementary school students who were speaking about what they wanted to be when they grew up. And one of the answers was, we won't be alive then because of global warming. So what's the point of answering? And I was just wondering what kind of inspiration you can give the children who are feeling hopeless about global warming.
Well, you tell them to be positive. Tell them to keep up hope and go veg. Yeah, if they can. And please, be green and do good. Then heaven will protect them and we will have a future still. Tell them everything can always change. So it depends on their attitude, depends on everybody else's attitude and contribution. If they all go veg and encourage everyone else, then things will look bright.
Okay, thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Yes, Master. This question from my lovely baby, Tan Lin, is 11 now. Her question is, how can we restore the ice back to its natural order if we are able to stop global warming? And how long will it take if it's possible? Thank you.
If all humans are vegetarian, then the bad karmic retribution will change and nature will restore its balance automatically. It will be slow or quick. It's up to us, yeah? Okay, suppose if the people are slow to become vegetarian, you know, and we take too slow action, then maybe 2 years. That means 100 weeks. And the quicker one would be 2 months. That means 8 weeks. We will see the change almost immediately.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Master. I also have a question. With so many ongoing projects, such as SOS campaign, Supreme Master Television, and now Loving Heart, we still cannot help wondering, are we doing enough? Is there something else that we should do?
No, you are doing fine. You're doing fine. You are doing your best. I'm very proud of you. And except that it's not much really, you know, like we have to meditate, think positive, give faith in humans' goodness and resourcefulness, and things will change. Positive thinking, okay? Yes.
Thanks, Master.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Hi, Master.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, you look beautiful in purple.
Thank you.
You have suggested that in addition to promoting vegetarianism, that we open vegetarian restaurants, be frugal, and plant trees. Beyond these, could you give us a list of maybe the top 7 to 10 most important things that we can go out to do to help save the planet? Thank you, Master.
Meditate. Positive vision, spread SOS flyers, promote vegetarian diet, be frugal, planting trees, use hybrid cars or, you know, less fuel consumptive mean of transportation, like carpool, bus, train, walk, bicycling. They are all important, actually. There are many more than that. And try to be organic, buy organic food to support organic farmers, etc. Do anything you can to support this organic vegetarian farming. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dear Master, my question is, in between working on various urgent projects and meditating, both of them matter. Should we sacrifice the work to do more meditation? What will have the most impact? Thank you, Master.
Both, honey, both. Yeah? Work for the world through Supreme Master Television, or helping people, distributing flyers, helping disaster, making people aware of the urgency of the planet and the vegetarian diet, and meditation. Yeah, these both are important.
Thank you, Master.
We have to save ourselves, and meantime, also, we must save others as much as we can. Thank you for doing what you have been doing, because you have been doing both. Both are noble and important works.
Thank you for blessing on our work in here, Master.
Ah, you are very welcome.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
I worked for a organization many years ago that has created sustainable disaster relief for people that are in emergency situations to use the garbage and debris from after a disaster in order to help them survive. And the organization didn't really take off, but I was wondering, would this be something that we as an organization should learn and also to try and teach others to be able to use some of the materials around them to help in case there are disasters?
Sure, sure. If we know something that is helpful in case of emergency and to help to sustain people's life, then we should spread it out. Maybe if you go to disaster area and you know what to do, then you can tell them, or you print a little leaflet or something, or print some leaflets and tell people to spread the news among themselves. If you cannot print a lot, if it's too much demand, you know, too many people and you can't print them all out, then you just print whatever you can, if that's really helpful. And then you can distribute it to them together with the food and, you know, emergency supply that we give them. It would help them. But important one is the spiritual advice, yeah? Always try to give them SOS flyers, some spiritual comfort, okay?
Okay.
So they also know that the disaster don't also come from nowhere. They are also man-made. So in the future, the victims might turn around to be one of the pioneer group to protect the earth, to prevent disasters.
We were thinking maybe we might be able to film some of it for Supreme Master Television so that maybe more people know.
Yeah, yeah, why not?
Okay, thank you. Thank you,
if
Master.
If it's really useful and good and it's no harm to anyone, you try to do that, and they'll see if it's good, they can hear.
Yes, to give you some examples, they've found ways that they can just take like an old Coke bottle, like a 2-liter bottle with a cardboard box and some aluminum foil, and create a solar oven to purify water in an emergency.
Yeah.
Or an old tarp to collect water, and ways to create emergency toilets and things like that.
Ah, these are good, these are good. Yeah, well, you can help them to do that. We can film it and we can print it.
Okay, thank you, Master. We love you.
You're welcome. Of course it's good, it's good. Common sense is always welcome, especially in time of emergency. People need all that. We can also disseminate them on our website, yeah?
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.